Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says BRICS has vital role in deepening security cooperation and addressing challenges like terrorism and cybersecurity. India rejects remarks by Islamabad over situation in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, calls it desperate attempts to cover up its own failings. External Affairs Ministry says 11 India-bound vessels crossed Strait of Hormuz since MOU between US and Iran. UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls on artificial intelligence companies to release environmental impact report and commit to clean energy. Indian men's hockey team beat Pakistan 4-3 in opening match of London leg of FIH Pro League. And in FIFA World Cup, Portugal will take on Uzbekistan in a group stage fixture at Houston in a short while. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, in a changing global landscape, BRICS has a vital role in deepening security cooperation and addressing shared challenges from terrorism and cybersecurity to emerging technologies. Prime Minister Modi met national security advisers and senior security officials of BRICS countries comprising Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also highlighted that India's BRICS chairmanship will seek to advance practical cooperation, support the priorities of the Global South and contribute to a safer, more secure and inclusive world. Earlier, the two-day BRICS national security advisers meeting concluded in New Delhi. During the meeting, the NSAs and heads of delegation from BRICS member countries exchanged views on security challenges confronting the world. The leaders extended support to enhancing further BRICS cooperation to counter terrorism and cyber risks in a collective manner. They reaffirmed their commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including through countering the use of new technologies being utilized by them. Speaking at the meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval stressed the need for collective deliberation and cooperation among BRICS nations to address emerging security risks and evolving forms of terrorism in an increasingly digitized world.
We need to be cognizant of the new security threats and challenges. Non-traditional threats have transcended national borders and have developed defeat systems against conventional responses. Innovative disruptive technologies, more camouflaged variants of terrorism, cyber threats in a world which is getting increasingly digitized, they all constitute an important threat for us.
On the sidelines of the meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met his Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu today and discussed their ongoing cooperation under the BRICS framework, including some proposals put forward by Russia. During his meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval underlined that stable, predictable and constructive bilateral relations will contribute to enhanced trust and deeper understanding between the two sides. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Radhil Jaiswal stated this in response to a media query on discussions during the visit of Chinese Foreign Minister to India for the BRICS NSA's meeting. India today rejected remarks by Pakistani Defence Minister Khwaja Asif on the situation in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Radhil Jaiswal said, such remarks are desperate attempts by the neighbouring country to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses.
Such remarks are desperate attempts by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses. We categorically reject these fabricated claims with the contempt that they deserve. The ongoing protests in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir are a direct consequence of Pakistan's decades-long policy of systemic economic exploitation, denial of fundamental rights, and administrative oppression. We hope the international community will hold Pakistan accountable for its misdeeds and abuses.
The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said, since the signing of MOU between the US and Iran on the 17th of June, 11 India-bound vessels have transited through the Strait of Hormuz.
Since the signing of the MOU on 17th of June, 11 India-bound vessels have transited through the Strait of Hormuz. The vessels include 3 India-flagged crude oil tankers, each carrying 2,85,000 metric tons of crude oil, 1 foreign-flagged LPG carrier, 1 foreign-flagged crude oil tanker, and 6 foreign-flagged bulk carriers carrying fertilizer cargo. And it is our expectation and hope that the remaining Indian-flagged vessels would also be able to cross the Hormuz soon.
The spokesperson confirmed the death of 12 Indian citizens in an explosion in Qatar.
We lost 12 of our nationals in the tragedy in Ras Laffan gas field where an explosion happened. Several other people have also been injured. I'm told that some 66 people are injured across nationalities. We don't know exactly how many of them are Indian nationals, but all those people who are injured are safe. We are talking to the local authorities for the identification of the mortal remains, as also for the transportation of mortal remains to India. We are also in touch with the family members of those who have died in this very unfortunate accident.
India and the United States opened high-level trade talks today to salvage and recalibrate a proposed bilateral trade agreement after changes in U.S. tariff policy disrupted a framework negotiated earlier this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met United States Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore in New Delhi. Both the sides are aiming to conclude an interim trade pact before 24th of July, when Washington's temporary 10% tariff on imports from trading partners is set to expire. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. UN Chief Antonio Guterres today called on artificial intelligence, that is AI, companies to release environmental impact report and commit to clean energy. Speaking at London Climate Action Week, Mr. Guterres proposed the AI Environmental Transparency Initiative. He said AI companies should also commit to powering their facilities with electricity produced with renewable technologies such as wind and solar by 2030.
And I'm calling on every major AI company to measure and publicly disclose the full environmental impact of its systems, carbon, water and land footprints, and commit to power every data center with renewable energy by 2030.
The UN chief's remarks come critics point to the massive environmental and infrastructural strain caused by the rapid expansion of data centers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali and the Prosperity Party on their decisive victory in the Ethiopian parliamentary elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India greatly cherishes its historic, multifaceted and deep-rooted ties with Ethiopia." The FIFA World Cup continues with crucial group stage encounters as teams battle for a place in the knockout rounds. In a short while from now, Portugal will face Uzbekistan in a group fixture at Houston in US, with Cristiano Ronaldo's side aiming to bounce back after being held to a draw in their opening match. The match will begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In Group L, England will take on Ghana in a highly anticipated clash in Boston at 1:30 a.m. In the same group, Croatia will take on Panama at Toronto in Canada from 4:30 a.m. Later, Colombia locks horns with DR Congo in Guadalajara from 7:30 a.m. tomorrow in Group K fixture. Meanwhile, Argentina, France and Norway have confirmed their progression to the knockout rounds. In men's hockey, India registered a thrilling 4-3 victory over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the London leg of the 2025-26 FIH Pro League this evening. India mounted a strong comeback after failing behind in the first quarter with goals from Abhishek Nayan, Neil Kant Sharma, Sukhjeet Singh and Rajinder Singh. Ahmed Nadeem gave Pakistan an early lead and later scored twice in the final quarter to narrow the margin, but Harmanpreet Singh's side held their nerve to seal the win. With this win, India continues its unbeaten record against Pakistan in senior men's hockey, extending back to 2014. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says BRICS has a vital role in deepening security cooperation and addressing challenges like terrorism and cybersecurity. India rejects remarks by Islamabad over situation in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, calls it desperate attempts to cover up its own failings. External Affairs Ministry says 11 India-bound vessels crossed Strait of Hormuz since MOU between US and Iran. UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls on artificial intelligence companies to release environmental impact report and commit to clean energy. Indian men's hockey team beat Pakistan 4-3 in opening match of London leg of FIH Pro League. And in FIFA World Cup, Portugal to take on Uzbekistan in a group stage fixture at Houston in a short while. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.